Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your host, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Hey, okay, right. We're back. Hour number two. In studio, Elizabeth Saylor, Captain Don Taylor Jr., and Jeff Altman.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah,
Rick is still
hey,
out.
We're back.
Rick just he got out of Mayo. And yes, we got your back.
We got you.
And your front.
Miss Lisa, are you still there?
Oh, goodness. Hello.
I don't.
Hello, young lady.
Well, hello, gentlemen and ladies.
I'm sorry. It took a little longer. We had a little, this is the break between our two segments.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, it's worth it. I get to talk to you guys and talk fishing, and so it's all good.
Did you listen to any music, or was it dead air?
I listened to music.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's good.
Miss Lisa, yeah. I did have a question that we brought up while we were off air that it was kind of interesting. What happens in the instance if, let's say, there's, you said, four or five redfish here in our area, and let's say all those redfish are harvested by, you know, individuals that aren't registered for the STAR. Do more redfish get put in, you know, in our area if that takes place, or is that our area just out of luck?
Not. Okay. Yeah, unfortunately.
Run to another county.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
You're going to have to. You know, gosh, Brevard County has had a total of 8 tagged redfish. Citrus County has a total of 8. And Charlotte County has a total of 8. But St. John's County, just to the south of you, has 5. Flagler County has 4. I don't think you guys are going to run out of fish.
Yeah, we were just talking about if.
Want one.
Jeff wanted to know, like, what would happen if more redfish were harvested than, like, the amount of prizes. And if we were just wondering, like, what would happen to the prizes and that kind of stuff. We were just throwing ideas out, you know, just different things.
We have 6 total tagged redfish prizes available for adults and 2 for youth anglers. So you have the GMC pickup truck.
Yes, ma'am.
A Contender 2200, 22 Sport with a 250 Yamaha and Rolls Axle trailer. Pathfinder 21 TRS. We have a Hughes Red Fisher,
right.
A Carolina Skiff 21 Ultra, and a Cottonmouth aluminum boat. Those are for the adults. For youth anglers, should they catch a tagged redfish, there are 2 16-foot JVX center console Carolina Skiffs with 40 horsepower Yamaha and trailer. And then it has a trolling motor by Minn Kota, a Humminbird marine electronics, and a Talon on it. So the kids are maxed out.
Now, the kids, so the kids that were entered last year are still eligible this year without re-entering, correct?
No, they must become a new CCA member each year. So if you registered last year, you have to register again this year. It's
well, I thought at the Redfish tournament last year, when we signed up the little kids, the 5 and 6 year olds,
signed up for the full year.
Okay.
And then they have to re-sign up.
I see what you're saying. The redfish tournament was that redfish tournament was like in July, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So what Jeff's saying is,
well, they're good until July, but yeah. They'll still have to.
Are they like a register as an associate?
Nope, they go in as a new Tide member. And it's only $10.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's very inexpensive, and we give them the STAR registration for free.
Yeah, I thought for last year, okay, so they just need to pay the $10 again to re-register.
That's correct.
Got it. And another thing, when the fish were caught and tagged, are they all in slot fish, or are there some that were a little under slot or a little over slot?
The majority of the fish on the East Coast were all slot fish. And I can tell you, in Nassau, Duval, and St. John's, all your fish were slot fish.
So I have a question about that. Don't they normally tag them when they're around like 18, 19 inches? That way they have the opportunity to grow throughout the season with, you know, catching them?
When it is a hatchery-reared fish, they are tagged at 18 to 19 inches.
That's yes, what I ma'am. Thought. Okay. Yep. Okay.
But on a wild-caught fish...
Which is what y'all did.
What we do on the East Coast, they're wild-caught fish.
Okay.
We catch... we try to stay within the slot and try not to... We don't require the fish to be harvested for the tournament in order to participate, but we do want to try and keep them within the slot. But I can tell you, up in your three counties, all your fish were slot fish.
Okay. Beautiful.
I caught them.
I'm trying to catch GMC pickup.
I personally caught and tagged all your fish.
Oh, my goodness. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I want that job.
Oh, man. No, you don't.
Elizabeth would be tagging manatees.
I would.
I like that one. Let's put a tag on it.
Well, you got plenty of them now.
Yes, they are. Oh, my gosh. I can remember when we were younger, you know, we didn't have so many, and they are all over the place now. They've totally,
everywhere.
I mean, they're coming back.
Yeah. So, it's an interesting scenario with them, and I'm thrilled to see them because everybody seems to love manatees, so...
They don't smoke too good, though.
Oh, stop it.
Not as good as the redfish.
Well, now, I want to share one division that we have that I think everybody can get involved and doesn't matter, you know, whether you fish or not, and that is our Costa Kick Plastic division. And that is, if you go out anywhere near the shoreline, on the water, at the boat ramp, and you pick up a 5-gallon bucket full of garbage, you dispose of it properly. Take a picture of it before you get rid of it.
I got one of those yesterday.
You can enter your garbage. As many 5-gallon buckets as you can gather, you can enter. And every one of them is an entry into the division. There's $1,500 cash from Sunsec Insect Repellent.
Wow.
Body glove. For second place, Body Glove provided a Mariner inflatable SUP fishing. Yes?
Lisa, we're getting ready to go to another break, sweetie, but we appreciate all this information that you have provided us today. And check in with us again next week. Let us know what's going on, please.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you so much for your call.
Go to our website, www.ccaflstar.com.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheepshead, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at inshoreoutdoorsfishing.com. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard Boat Ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jacks Beach.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com. Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924. When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale.
And we're back. Good afternoon.
Hey, bud.
All right, we're back on the Gone Fishing Radio Show.
Stuff, yeah?
This stuff's addicting, man.
We are sampling some of Mr. Jeff's, what's that, smoked fish dip?
Yeah. He made redfish smoked dip. And he's got these Ritz crackers, and I'm telling you, this is crazy good.
Crack dip.
Crack dip.
Crack dip.
Yummy. Mm. Here's a crunch.
So, Jeff, off air, we were discussing, you said that you have a tournament that you're going to be attending this weekend?
Yeah, the St. Mary's, St. Mary's Classic?
Redfish Classic?
I think, yeah.
And that is a.
And where's it at?
St. Mary's. Hey.
I mean, do you have
right to, on the water.
I guess my question was, do you have to, you can register there, but can you fish anywhere, but you have to weigh in there? Is that
yeah.
how it works?
Or? Yeah. I don't know the particulars on the boat division, but I believe that you can fish in Florida and trailer your fish or your boat or whatever up there.
They've got to be a live weigh-in.
They also have to be, yeah, that is a live mm-hmm. weigh-in. Kayaks is photo.
Catch photo release. And it's at Howard Gilman Park.
Yeah, which is basically right on the water. Mm-hmm. And also, they are going to have an Eagles tribute band. Saw them last year when I was there.
Ooh.
They are really, really good. Great band. So if you're not doing anything tonight and want to listen to a really good Eagles tribute tour band.
And the captain's meeting starts, it's at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's tonight, and then fishing commences tomorrow
morning. And
also,
if you're in Florida and going to fish this tournament, Georgia's limits are
they're different than Florida.
So, and also, you would have to have a Georgia fishing license if you're taking your fish up to Georgia. So be aware of that.
Now, that's not for kayakers, though. If you're in a kayak, we're just bringing a picture. Yep, we're just bringing a picture in. But if you are in a boat and you're taking your fish across the state lines, you get stopped. You're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, and don't show up in Georgia with a 27-inch fish.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't want them to build a wall between Florida and Georgia or anything.
Oh, stop it.
Okay. Well, you know, also, we've got, speaking of charity events, whatever, like tomorrow night, Fran and I and one of our sponsors here, Mr. Sonny Lloyd, Lloyd's Construction, they're putting
on. Sonny's a great guy.
Awesome guy. We're attending the tailgate for the troops tomorrow night. And it's going to have some music, live auction, and that sort of stuff. It's going to a good cause. I believe it's St. Michael's, if I'm not mistaken. Should be a good time. And then we have next weekend, we have the
Clay Roberts tournament
coming up, which is a great cause.
Yep.
Actually, a fun tournament, too.
It's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, yeah.
I took the big flounder last year. Cousin Craig took the big redfish last year.
And then, in 2 weeks. So you're defending your title, huh?
Got to go defend it.
Gotcha. And then in 2 weeks on the 30th, we have the Jacksonville Redfish Open. That's going to be out of Mayport, which they're having this year. Well, you can catch three. You can actually weigh three redfish in this tournament that Matt Davis puts on. And then also the Ramsey Redfish Tournament is also the 30th also. And they've done some changes and that sort of stuff. So you need to go on their website and check that out. What else? Any other tournaments I'm missing?
Next month we'll be kicking into the Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament.
Yep.
Which they also have the Redfish Division. They also have a kids doc tournament for that.
St. Augustine's tournament next month as well.
That's the one I was looking for right here. Yeah, that's going to be a good tournament.
Yeah, that's the Ancient City, I believe, is the name of that one.
That's right. It's going to be out of Comanche Cove, July 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. And they said they've got music, $10,000 first place for the kingfish offshore side, and $5,000 for the big redfish, inshore side.
And you can go to JacksonvilleFishingConnection.com.
That's right.
And check out all the tournaments, upcoming tournaments, and everything that's going on as far as that goes. That's when you go to JacksonvilleFishingConnection.com, up near the top, you'll see a link you can click on. It'll take you to the Fishing Connection publication online.
And also the Kingfish Tournament, they also have a kayak division.
And a redfish division That's right. Mr. Craig Van Brocklin, he does our article.
Right,
about
he does all
stuff,
the tournaments,
he,
yep.
Right.
So he's cool. Got a whole article in there, and then I believe we have put Donnie Taylor as far as the kayaking itself, where Craig used to do, and we've switched them, so Craig's doing all the tournaments now.
Donnie Taylor's doing the kayak.
Donnie
right
Leaper.
Up.
Donnie Leaper, that's a good my bad. One. Too many Donnies, you know.
Wow.
Had a girlfriend named Donnie once.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Was her beard better than yours?
I was going to say. Yeah, okay. How tall was he?
Yeah.
That's absolutely just So, Liz, since you haven't been in here lately, you were telling us off when you first got here that you went fishing down over in that area. What was the best fish you caught over there?
It was all slot redfish. One was like about 29, 30, but, it was just the reds were on fire. Just coming out of the grass, hitting those spoons. You couldn't quit throwing. Just one after another.
And you can see them attacking the
bait. Oh, my gosh, yes. And they, it'll bump, and then it's just boom. And you just don't stop reeling. I tell my kids, I'm like, don't ever stop reeling. Don't stop reeling that spoon. Just keep it steady. And the trout were nice. 24, 25-inch trout.
Nice.
Really nice trout. Lots of spots. So super pretty. And we just had a blast, And we went to the springs. We saw the manatee and crystal clear water.
Did you swim with them?
No. I stay away from the manatee. They like to tip me over. in the kayak sometimes.
And Jeff, you said you went out a couple times this week at night.
Speaking of Jeff, Katie would love to come on the show when Jeff Altman's here because she's got nothing to say. She's just hungry. That's Fish 307 Jax. That's Katie over at Fish 307 Jax.
Okay, I was wondering if that was Katie Blunk with Heroes on the Water.
No, that's Katie with Fish 307 Jax, and that is our sponsor, Big Time Trolling Motor Repairs. Yes, sir, that's Fish 307 Jax. All right, Jeff.
Yep.
I know you live pretty close to the water like I do.
A couple of blocks.
And do you normally launch from that one spot? For convenience?
Yeah, I'll launch over there at Arlington. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll go down and launch at Ready Point or the Lions Club and fish that area around there also.
Okay.
So you get a lot of good trout out there, a lot of good reds.
Now, have you ever gone all the way around over to Cessary Boulevard from there and paddled all the way over? I mean, that's...
I've gone down and... gotten up under the bridges and stuff.
There's good trout underneath that bridge. What it used to be when I used to fish years ago.
You know, when I go over there, it seems like the tide drops out real quick over there. So I guess, you know, strictly pretty much a high tide spot.
Mm-hmm. It gets thin.
Water starts dropping out and it gets real thin in there real quick. Yep.
I had to pull my drive up a few times a few weeks ago.
Actually use the paddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, paddles can come in handy sometimes.
Yep.
That's cool.
So,
let's see here. How's the inshore? I guess I had a couple of charters this week. Actually, the bite's been pretty darn good. Caught a bunch of redfish on both days. Trout bite was kind of iffy, but we caught a lot of redfish. We caught them on both sides of the tide, which was really cool. We caught them, you know, middle to the bottom and then first part of the incoming.
Did you hang the creeks or did you go out for the big boys in the river?
No, I hung the creeks. Well, I fished in ICW a little bit and then fished up north a little bit and then back in some of the creeks a little bit too. And honestly, everywhere we went to, we caught, we fished everywhere we went to in all areas. So the bite's been pretty good.
Okay.
Actually.
Well, that's a good thing.
All right.
We're fixing to go on break. So you're listening to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. You can call us live at 904-296-2692. Apple or Android users can download the app on the Play Store by typing in Sunny FM 102.3 or listen live streaming on your computer through the website at www.gonefishingshow.com. And there ain't no G in fishing.
And we got a high tide at Mayport tomorrow at 5:10 a.m. with a 4.1 and a low at 11:12. All right, stand by. We'll be right back.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Lifebuilders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
It's been proven time and time again. The best way to keep your family healthy is to eat all natural foods. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is your best choice for additive-free meats, fruits, and vegetables. And best of all, their prices are competitive with the big box stores. Grassroots in Fleming Island also sells the top brands of vitamins and supplements. Grassroots Natural Foods in Fleming Island. Fresh food, fast checkout, and friendly people. Located by the theater at 1915 East West Parkway. Online at grassrootsnaturalfoods.com.
The boss is walking the aisles of the showroom floor. He sees a couple of scratched watercraft, dented motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. Someone's gonna get the axe. It's the annual scratch and dent sale going on now at Jacksonville Power Sports. Save thousands store-wide on shiny new or even slightly blemished watercraft, motorcycles, ATVs, or even side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports, Atlantic Boulevard, half mile west of 295. Check out the carnage at jacksonvillepowersports.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, okay, we're back. Yeah, we got, two more segments, and I was... telling you the tides for tomorrow. We got a high at 5:10 at Mayport tomorrow morning, so you're going to have an outgoing tide most of the morning all the way up to noonish between Mayport and Ortega. And I believe we have Sonny Lloyd.
Mr. Lloyd.
Lloyd Construction.
All-Pro Roofing.
All-Pro Roofing.
Lloyd's HVAC. Lloyd,
awesome fisherman.
Yeah. Sonny, what's up there, boy?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man. You went. You took day off Monday, I see, huh?
I did. I had a water meeting. We like to call them water meetings.
Yeah,
right. Safety meeting.
Man thinks he owns the place, you know.
Yeah, actually, we went out of St. Augustine Monday. Didn't beat the storm coming back in, but grouper at about 47 pounds, a bunch of mangoes, African pompano, pinkies. You name it. We had a couple triggers in there too.
You say pinkies?
Yeah, porgies. We call them pink porgies.
I got you.
Delicious eating, but
man, that's a lot of good eating right there.
No, it was. It was a blessed day, Jeff. I tell you what, it was probably one of the best bottom fishing days I've had. Probably would have done really well with the trolling had we been out there for that because the weed lines were everywhere. About 52.
You didn't catch any red snapper, did you?
You know what's funny? I think we caught two the whole day, which was crazy because a couple weeks prior, I just drifted out to 9 Mile and caught like 12. You had to beat them off the line.
Mm-hmm.
But we went out and put a lot more money into it and caught zero, which was fine.
Right. But, Sonny, walk us through your day. So you guys left from where?
We left. Actually, we went out with on a new boat. I don't mind plugging them either because they did a great job.
Plug them, buddy.
Legacy Charters or Legends. It's actually the boat we were on was called Legacy, but it's their new boat. It's a 45-foot sport fish, redone, refurbished, really nice boat.
Who was the captain?
Good fishing machine. You know, I can't remember the guy's name. I think it was Jason or Brian. There were two of them.
Okay.
And we were actually using not the normal captain. It was a kind of a fill-in. But my hat's off to him. On the way back, we did good. We stayed out a little bit long. We were probably about, I don't know, 50 minutes offshore still. And there was an all-encompassing storm coming at us off of St. Augustine. We wound up maybe 20, 30 minutes in 10 to 12 foot seas, 60 miles an hour plus winds.
Hmm.
The ceiling panels fell in them down in the cabin and everything. It was a little extra for our money, for sure. But it was a good time. The guy did a good job driving through it and keeping everybody safe.
Yeah, Sonny, I see on here it says The Legend Fishing Adventures with Captain Brian Middleton. Does that sound right?
Brian, that was him.
Okay.
It was actually a partner of his, but Brian was the one that he did. He's the one that captained our boat. And I tell you what, if it wasn't for him, we might have had a different scenario there. I've been in a lot of offshore storms, and that one was that was kind of vicious. You couldn't get around it. You couldn't go away from it. You're just going right through it. So
how deep did you guys fish? How far did you go out, and how deep did you fish? Is that a secret?
I won't tell you exactly, but we were about 52 miles when we started, and we drifted out a little bit and then back in. We stayed inside, just inside of the ledge, and
we worked a couple of
known spots and a couple that were just his, but they were all producing. The mangoes were coming right up to the back of the boat with some chum, so those were easy pick. And we caught a couple dolphin right off the back of the boat, too, with some free lines.
Wow.
So it was a good day. All in all, the wind was blowing just enough to not be too hot, and it was a good day. And the captain was good. I tell you, they got a new boat. The Legend have always had an open air boat, you know, without having the cabin or anything. The new boat they have is well worth the money and the trip. So,
you said 48-foot, 45-foot.
I believe it was a 45. That's unverified information, but I'm guessing it was about a 45-footer. Anything? I tell you, if I was in a center console that day, we might not be talking.
Hey, was it gray looking fish that was laying across all the other ones? What was that? What kind of fish was that?
AJ,
the big one. We caught a few AJs, but the big one we had, the big freight train of the day was that 47-pound grouper.
It was a grouper, okay.
That thing was, and we had about three or four of them on the hook. They just freight trained us into the rock, so.
Well,
it was all you do to hold on to that pole. I can assure
they
you.
Don't want to come up.
No, sir. They don't want to come
it's
up.
It's like the AJs. AJs the same thing, man. It's like a battle between you and the rocks, you know?
Yeah, pound for pound, they've got to be one of the toughest fighting fish, the AJs. But the best fish of the day was definitely the couple of African pompanos we got. If you haven't eaten one, you should eat one. Probably the best fish I ever put in my mouth.
Yeah, I'd like to eat one. I must have missed. My phone must have been broke for the invitation for dinner that evening.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I did not get in until about 9 o'clock, and I ate them right away.
Well, yeah, because I know when I left Sonny's about 10:15 that night, I was full, buddy. I was full.
I know. That's what I heard.
Oh, that stuff was good.
And Donnie's name never even came up.
Hey, and there was plenty of leftovers, too.
I know.
Joe was supposed to bring you some, Donnie. I apologize.
Was he really? I'm not surprised.
You didn't deliver that cooler full?
Cooler? What cooler?
Yeah, it's been a tough crowd this week. I know that much.
Hey, anyhow, one real quick thing I wanted to jump in there about, you had mentioned that St. Michael's. St. Michael's Soldiers, if you guys look it up, it's a really good charity. It's been going on for many, many years. Matter of fact, my girls used to go stuff stockings back in like the Afghanistan wartime.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they do. A lady named Kathy and her husband, he works at Fields Cadillac, which does the terror suites out at the Jaguars. But they great, great people. It's a charity they started at a church they were attending many years ago, and we've been supporting it ever since. Every bit of it goes towards the troops. And the one cool thing I thought about this event was that, you know, with the kneeling and whether you should or shouldn't, there'll be a lot of Jaguar players there supporting this cause and bringing in some big spenders and stuff like that. So
cool.
Silent auction, live music, great food, live auction as well. If anybody wants to go look it up, and I think the tickets are like $20 or something. So
good deal.
And where is it located?
They're actually doing it inside the Fields Cadillac.
Fields Cadillac.
On Glanding. Okay. It's Saturday, 6 or 7 o'clock, yeah. 7 to 10 or something like that.
Okay.
Really good deal. The D line will be there. Cheerleaders will be there. Should be a good time as usual. They do it once a year, so.
Well, we are talking to Sonny Lloyd. If you want information from Sonny, you go to the Fishing Connection publication, and you will see three companies in there that you really need to take care of. I mean, these guys know the business.
Hey, and I was told it was business casual, actually.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, business casual.
Yeah. All right, brother, man, thank you.
Yep, y'all have a good one.
Yeah, thank you for calling, man. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thank
you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. That was Mr. Sonny Lloyd. So that's going to be a good cause, you know. Like I said, all that money goes for the troops, you know. Anytime we can support those guys for what they do for us, you know, it's well worth it. So,
I got a call out for my Heroes on the Water guides. We're like highly short this weekend.
Yeah, and I know I can't make it Sunday. Either.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, that's two I've missed.
We've got a full lineup of veterans, and I think we got like four guides. Cousin Rob won't be there. I think Craig.
Where are they
there.
Having it?
Browns Creek.
Browns Creek.
We're back,
awesome.
We're back at Browns Creek this week or this month. So,
what time does it start?
The vets. Oh, the guides need to be there like 7:30.
Yeah,
7:30. Somewhere around there.
And is there anything people
have
to do?
Or if you're a cousin right before 8.
Yeah, there you go. Is there anything that people have to do in order to be a qualified guide?
Well, I mean, you got to sort of know what you're doing a little bit.
Right.
Always helps.
Nah. I didn't know if there was any kind of certification class or anything like that.
No.
You're certified, trust me.
Yeah. I've done it before, and
Elizabeth's a great guide.
If you could pull Sunday. A tarpon over your lap in a kayak offshore, you're qualified.
Oh, yeah. She's more than qualified.
Exactly. No, I've done it before, but I'm just asking for maybe people that are out there that, you know, they want to volunteer, but they don't know how. So how would they go about doing that, Jeff?
Well, if they were to look up Heroes on the Water, we're the North Florida chapter. If they're on Facebook, just look Heroes on the Water.
Okay.
And, you know, they can get a hold of us.
They launch you and everything. They launch you and help you sit down in it. And
feed you lunch. And it's all free for our veterans.
So if you're interested in volunteering, absolutely look it up on Facebook.
Yep.
Heroes on the Water.
We'll get back to that. We're heading into a break.
Sounds great.
You're listening to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. Call us live at 904-296-2692. Apple or Android users can download the app on the Play Store by typing in Sunny FM 102.3 or listen through live streaming on your computer from the website at www.gonefishingshow.com. And there ain't no G in fishing most of the time.
Stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rods.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, okay, last segment.
This is our last one.
Last one.
Yep. Really? Wow.
That was quick.
Yep. In studio, Elizabeth Saylor. She's yeah. still Team Hobie, isn't she?
She was. Nah. She wasn't.
No, she's not. Okay.
She's not?
No, nah, trying to convert her.
I thought she was, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got to go pick my boat up, matter of fact. After the... Glad you said that.
Getting something done with the...
Yeah, I'm getting one of those new...
Ow.
Giant
I
tower?
That.
No, I'm not getting a tower on it. You know the new aluminum, no, not new, but aluminum trolling motor props?
Yeah,
right.
They come in aluminum. And Matt is putting one does one for me, and he also does some stuff on my, what's it called, my trim tab. But I took it over there to him. And my power pole still, you know, you've been on my boat mm-hmm. before that power pole issue. Mm-hmm. He's worked his butt off on that thing trying to.
It's still.
Man, we've gone. They've changed every single thing out in it, and it's just trying to figure out what's why I keep doing what it's doing, you know. But I'm glad you said that because I forgot. Are you still with Hobie Kayaks, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
We got a phone call. We got Mr. Robert.
Looks might like be Rob Coxey.
Yeah, that'd be right.
There you go. How you feeling, old man?
I'm doing well. Another day older.
Oh yeah, that's you did. You had a birthday sometime this year.
Yeah, August.
Oh, was it August?
Yeah, 6 bits worth.
Oh.
So you got one coming up.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, if you were to stop by and see me, I got a couple things you might like.
Okay.
Donnie can tell you where.
Okay, no problem.
I'll tell you what, those inline spinners sure were tearing up the redfish.
Yeah, I use them all the time. I use the inline spinner, the gold ones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
I'll tell you what.
It makes a serve one call.
They hold up. I mean, quality product. It's outlasting any of the other spinners that I've used.
Hey, Rob, what's the serve one, Rob, that I throw that we put the split ring on? What's that one called?
Essentially a redfish edge, only it doesn't have the safety pin closure. It's just attached by split ring.
That joker, it works.
It's an inline 4.5 Colorado.
I got you. Yeah, it works, though. But how are you feeling, by the way, first of all?
You ought to ask Jeff that. He knows how he throws them.
No, I asked you how you were feeling.
Oh, how I'm feeling. Oh.
I was going to say, how does Jeff know how you're feeling?
Yeah. I was wondering about that myself.
We ain't going to get into it.
Yeah,
it
caught me off guard.
Yeah, yep. Ask Jeff how I'm feeling. Well, I don't have to bite down on leather anymore to go to the bathroom, so that's good.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Start treatments the 18th, and whatever they're putting up there, they're going to make me into a walking Superfund area. For any discharge through my urinary tract.
I got you.
Toilet three times, put a half a pint of Clorox in there, flush it again.
Oh, Lord.
That's a little more information.
Yeah,
wow.
I'll have the cleanest pipes in town like that.
All righty. Wow. How about fishing? You got anything new as far as lures go coming out or anything special that you want our listeners to hear about or anything?
I'm still working on the testing and development for topspin, which my goal is always to take and put the blade as close as I can put it, by the flashy thing next to the pointy thing.
Right.
On the topspin, the pointy thing and this flashy thing are like kissing.
So would that be sort of like a buzz bait?
It's a double bar. It's like a it goes up and over like that, and it's got it spins on both top and the bottom. So
gotcha.
You're thinking of a different Donnie. That's maybe I did call that top spin.
Yeah, you called it. Yeah, it was. As far as I remember, but all righty.
Yeah, there's that, and there's the other one. It's a combination jig head spinner. So it's a spinner jig.
Gotcha. Okay. That's cool.
That's what I like to use.
This is Mr. Rob Cox with New Concept Lures. He has the Popping Corpse and the No Brainers and all that kind of stuff. So that's pretty good stuff over there.
Rob,
I got to go. I'm being
enjoy your weekend and be careful out there.
Working on some mini popping corks right now for they weigh 3/8 of an ounce instead of 3/4 of an ounce. Captain Leon Dana swears by them, so I'm trying to boost sales on them.
I got you.
All right,
buddy. Have a good day, man. And I'll get with you. I need to come by and see you anyways. Okay.
Please do.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
Yes, sir. Bye bye.
We had a Chris on. I don't know if Chris is still on. He's down. Okay. All right.
Chris is gone. Chris.
Yep. All right, we're about to knock this show and put it in the history books.
Gonna file it.
Yeah. So your plans this weekend, Elizabeth?
Well, as of right now, I mean, I'm sitting here talking to Jeff Altman. He's talking about fishing the St. John's Mary. St. Mary's.
St. John's Mary.
I know.
Sounds like a Catholic church.
St. Mary's tournament tomorrow, so on the break, I called my son. I said, all right, go mow the front.
Get the rods ready.
So I can move the boat, so I can pull the kayaks out, so we can move everything around. So I don't know. We might fish the boat tomorrow. We might fish the kayaks. I don't know. And then you know what? Why not help out with Heroes on the Water on Sunday?
Yeah. That's exactly what you should do.
I think you should.
And my son can guide, too.
Yeah. Right?
Hey. Is this
Matt's a pro.
I know it's off subject, but is this fish dip recipe? Have you had it in a paper yet, by any chance?
Yeah.
You have? Okay.
Yeah. Or, you know, I mean, when I make it, it's always a little different each time. But
is it okay?
But it's basically the same. I might use different
fish.
It's
different, but it's the same. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
So you can change the fish, though, different species, and it still tastes the same, or does the different species change the taste of it?
It's going to change the taste a little bit.
Maybe the texture.
Well, you know, I use cream cheese in it.
Is it the tequila? The tequila?
Tequila.
Exactly. Double shots.
He might have had some tequila on the break.
Double shots.
No kidding. Good Lord.
I was wondering where Joe went to that last break.
No, I'm Catholic. I don't drink.
Oh, yeah.
Until after 5.
All right. 5 a.m. Donnie, what are you going to do?
I am, let's see, I've got a charter. Well, first off, tomorrow night, like I said, myself and Fran and Sonny and Tanya, we're going to support the charity over there with the St. Michael Soldiers and the Tugget for the Troops. We're doing that. Then I have charters on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. So busy week coming up again. I got the podcast on Thursday night, Backwater Hustle Podcast.
And you got charters all next week?
Yes, pretty much.
I'm going to go catch critters all week.
You going to go catch critters?
Yep.
You still on Team Hobie, by the way?
Yeah. Yep. Still working with them.
We got 1 minute left, Jeff.
All right. I want to seriously thank Elizabeth Saylor for hooking up with us today and coming in studio. We'll have more of her in now since school's out. And Captain Donnie Taylor, yes, Inshore Outdoors Fishing, and Jeff Altman, American Trapper. You got a critter, he'll get her.
Yep. I can do it.
Yeah.
I can do it.
All right, everybody, please be careful out there. Like I said, the tides tomorrow is going to be running low from morning till noontime. So anywhere you go, you got an outgoing tide. Please be careful. Wear your PFDs, and we will see y'all next week on the Gone Fishing show. Good
Unless
day.
You've been gone fishing out.
Of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.